Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Retro Gamers Podcast, episode number 261. Larry here.
And Anthony here.
How are you, Ant? We're in that weird week in between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, you know, it's the week where I tell you all the time that this is the last time I'm going to speak to you this year.
Which I guess technically is always maybe the case. Because then,
kind of, sort of, you know, until the Happy New Year texts go out.
Of course, of course. Remember back in the day, you'd do a Happy New Year's text and it would take about 5 hours for it to go through because it just got jammed.
Yes. I was like, now they go through instantly. I'm like, and not only that, but like a majority of my Happy New Year texts go through at 9 p.m. because I'm Pacific Coast type. Because I'm just texting everybody on the East Coast.
But so we're in this weird week. I always find this week to be very weird in the year because, again, it's just odd. Nothing really is happening.
A lot of places Christmas has happened, and I hope you had a very merry.
Very, very much. You should see the presents that I got from Santa Claus.
You know what? I want to hear about those later.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay, good. So can I.
But we're going to be talking about, I mean, it's the last episode of the year for us. So we're going to, see what 2021, I mean, it wasn't as much of a cluster as 2020 was. I feel like the world had higher hopes for 2021, but,
it always does.
It didn't really deliver. So we're at where we're at, but going back on our show, right before we started recording, we actually fairly got some stuff done this year for ourselves, as far as gaming is concerned.
No, we had a very good 2021. And you know what? I kind of want to start off the bat by thanking you for surviving another year.
Yes.
Which is always good. Woo! Yeah, I know. You know what? You never know. We survived another year. And also just right off the bat, too, to thank everybody who watches and listens to the show, because without them we'd just be talking to each other, and we can do that on the phone.
Yeah, doing other podcasts.
Exactly.
Who talks on the phone anymore? Honestly, we'd be texting. We're texting. Yeah, friends, sure. That's okay.
I guess you're right. Nobody talks on the phone anymore.
I hate talking to people.
I hate people.
That's what.
So thank you to all of our listeners and watchers of the Retro Gamers Podcast.
Now you know the true meaning of Christmas.
I don't hide my Grinchness. I never do.
But no, we seriously definitely had some great, we do have great fans. A lot of them, we gotten some more, probably because still people not going out yet. Some more communication with our fans, with our listeners and everything like that, which is very cool. And both on YouTube and on social media, with Instagram and stuff like that.
Yep.
I can only imagine what 2022 is going to have to offer, but let's not put the cart before the horse.
I don't know. I mean, does the Retro Gamers Podcast enter the metaverse?
I feel like we have no choice on that one.
Yeah, I know. We're being forced against our will. Like, nope, you will join the metaverse or us.
Oh, Lord, I knows what's going to come. But but still, let's talk about our year here with the podcast. And God help me if we do this chronologically. So, but it was an interesting 2021.
Yeah, no, and there's no reason to go chronological. It's just
good.
It's always nice to kind of, it's always nice to kind of look back and think of like what the highlights were of the year gaming wise. Mm-hmm. So, I'll start right off the bat with a bunch of anniversaries. Like, this was an anniversary heavy year. No question about it.
Things that happen in like 5 years and that's the type of anniversaries we're talking about. Yes. Like the those 5 year increment ones. It's weird how like those, you would think with the 0 or 5 year those would hit, but no, a lot of things happened at the end of a decade.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what, and I think we also and maybe we were just dense all of this time, we stumbled upon the Nintendo formula for console releasing. Apparently for a while they were putting out a console every 5 years,
so we might be seeing one next. No, I think the Switch is older than five, actually.
No, didn't it come out in 16?
Okay, so then it is. So then it's hitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then it's due.
Nintendo Switch. I'm going to do a quick search.
Yeah, but
just talking about how we celebrated the Super Nintendo turning 30, the Nintendo 64 turning 25, the Nintendo GameCube turning 20, and then the Nintendo Wii turning 15.
Good Lord, when did the Wii U come out?
Well, if you give me a moment.
Oh, hurry. I know you got two monitors there.
I know, and I'm working on it. Okay, no. So the Switch was March 3rd, 2017. So that was off by... that was off by a year. And then the Wii U also off by a year in 2012. So they bumped it up a year. So
Nintendo trying to get us off their tracks.
Wow, that means that the Wii U is 10 years old next year. Ouch.
Yeah, what a system that no one really liked.
I liked it.
I enjoyed it. And that's something for us to talk about next year.
I was just going to say, I liked it in the sense that all the games for the Wii U were released on the Switch and people bought them anyway.
That is...
so.
Forget about it. Again, something to talk about big time next year.
Yeah. So, but yeah, a lot of anniversaries. And then not to just touch on Nintendo, but a couple of big games, big franchises turned, turned a special age. Legend of Zelda turned 35. Thanks, Nintendo, for the huge anniversary support there.
They're still... Or yeah. Italian plumber. Which one you got to
go? Yeah,
I know.
They were still hung over from from Mario's 35th. So they just decided, as Zelda, you get a Game & Watch and go away.
Hey, a Game & Watch is awesome.
I know. If I ever get one. Still hoping. Hello, GameStop. I hate you. and then, of course, we had the 30th anniversary of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yes.
Which is big news. And then, of course, on the heels of that, the Sonic sequel is in the works.
Oh, I can't wait for that movie.
Yeah, they got some really good name talent in that, which is really cool. So, yeah, like a lot of really good anniversaries. I'll throw, since we're talking anniversaries,
yeah, why not?
I'll throw some retro birthdays in there.
Okay, we've had a few.
Yeah, we've got like three or four.
Oh, new ones, you mean? Like ones
new ones. Yeah, new ones. Like, you know, how we usually do retro birthdays. We usually do it later in the show, but I thought I'd throw it in with the anniversary discussion.
That's fine. I just find it weird that there are any right now, even like this week, because you would think everyone wants their games out before the holiday. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. So, yeah, it is interesting, like last week of the year. But I'm about to announce four retro birthdays.
Drop some knowledge.
All of them came out like a day or two after... for the most part, after Christmas, which is funny.
So I'm arguing with a wrong calendar.
Yeah, right. So basically, we are celebrating the 35th anniversary. Ooh. 35th anniversary of Arkanoid on the NES.
That's 35?
35. Oh, 35. December 26, 1986, it was released in Japan.
Ooh.
We got it 8 months later in the US. That's 35. And I love Arkanoid.
Arkanoid is amazing. I don't know if I mentioned it on the show. I probably did in passing. I ended up picking up the exclusive Arkanoid controller for the NES. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you did mention
which
that.
I'm still trying to fine tune.
Yep.
But of course. Cool.
Yep. And then, of course, Arkanoid one of the games we talked about on the Astro City? No, that was on the Taito Egret.
Yeah. These little handouts. Forgot about it.
And then we've got the 30th anniversary. This one hurt when I saw that too. the 30th anniversary of Golden Axe 2 for the Sega Genesis.
Oh, wow.
30 years in Japan. Good Lord. Yep. So that's a big one. Yeah. And then we're going to jump to, I'm gonna leap over one game because I think it's the most monumental one.
A Nintendo, Mario sound should appear here. It's not.
It's not. December 26, 2001, the 20th anniversary of the U.S. release of Final Fantasy X.
Oh, wow.
On the PlayStation 2.
Wow, that came out late.
Yep. Day after Christmas.
Okay.
So if you wanted it for Christmas, Santa was bringing it a day later.
Too bad, so sad.
Too bad, so sad. And then this one's fun. Released on New Year's Eve, 1996. So 25 years ago on New Year's Eve. So when you were ringing in the new year, you were seeing, or if you were buying it, you were getting the first taste of a very, very popular franchise, Diablo, 25 years old.
That almost doesn't shock me that they would do it on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Probably Dick Clark was playing it while, you know, off camera while waiting for that ball to drop.
Yeah, hoping the end of the world would come.
Oh, right. 99, right? 20. No,
96.
I'm sorry. Okay.
25. No. I was just saying I'm waiting for the end of the world because at that point he was even older.
No. True. I was just thinking if it was 99, yeah. You know, the Y2K. But Diablo. Okay. That almost kind of makes sense for them to drop it at that point. That's ended up being an amazing franchise.
And we all know why, you know, Dick Clark, who since we're talking, since this is our New Year's episode or almost our New Year's Eve episode, you know, we used to joke how he was like in a cryogenic chamber and they would just roll him out like once a year.
Absolutely.
For New Year's.
Yeah.
I think the reason why he wound up dying is I think Mariah Carey stole his cryogenic chamber. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that now.
Kind of like how Shang Tsung takes a soul, right?
Yeah.
That's how she just...
Yeah, she just swooped in and stole his chamber, and that was it for Dick Clark, unfortunately.
Well, then, who's trying to battle her with her two epic meltdowns on New Year's Eve few years ago?
You can't. You just can't.
Because those were phenomenal.
Yes. But anyway, Diablo...
Your soul is mine!
Exactly. Just that really high pitch.
I can just her singing like just fantasy, and then just the soul coming out of Dick. I'm just imagining all this stuff. Dick Clark. Oh my god, forget it. All
righty. There's a video game right there. If you, it's like a sequel to Michael Jackson's Moonwalker. You get Mariah Carey's Soul Sucker.
Oh my god! Look, everyone's got to own the worst movie ever made, which was Glitter, starring Mariah Carey. So why not own the worst video game ever made?
Exactly. But yeah. So anyway, not to take any credit away from Diablo, but Diablo is like Diablo's a franchise still thriving today.
Very much. Diablo 4 is going to be dropping, I think, next year, actually.
Uh-huh.
Which I can't wait. Diablo 2 Resurrection came out recently.
Yeah. So, Diablo 3 just got an upgrade.
Diablo 3 is always getting an upgrade.
Yeah, they always get upgrades. I forget what's... Awesome. And I think they're in season 50 of Diablo 3.
Yeah, it's a weird number. High number.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I sent the link to you, and everyone's got to go, just real quick, Diablo themselves are running, I don't know if it's still live, but it was like a live... Oh, maybe it was like a 4-hour clip. Mm-hmm. Instead of the Yule log, it was a Diablo pentagram gate to hell log.
Yes.
It's just...
I know. And I will be playing that on Christmas Day.
You mean you played it on Christmas Day?
No. I played it on Christmas Day.
Yes. All right.
Hey, everybody.
Where's that fourth wall? Oh, I was just...
Hey, everybody. Spoiler alert. We had to record this before Christmas.
That was phenomenal. All right. So I'm carrying the kayfabe. So, yes, you played it on Christmas. I heard it was awesome and fantastic. Wow.
You know me with kayfabe. I just don't. By the way, for the video game audience, kayfabe means faking it.
They know.
Not everybody's a wrestling fan.
No matter. They're circus fans. True. So besides that, this year, anniversaries galore. I mean, we had that one episode where we almost killed Charles because of all the anniversaries.
Yes, that's right. We just it was literally an anniversary marathon.
Crazy. Let's go back a little bit then to some of the stuff that I remember with me. I was able this year, I believe it was this year, to pick up the an arcade 1-Up.
Yes.
And that...
Yes, you did.
Yes, that was awesome. Ms. Pac-Man, I'm staring at it right now. I love it. It's the Walmart version of Ms. Pac-Man because that comes with a couple of different games. What is it? Ms. Pac-Man, Pac-Man Plus, Pac-Mania, and Galaxian.
Nice. Wasn't that a Christmas gift last year?
It might have been to me from me.
Yeah, that's when to you from you.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I know those Christmas gifts. Those are my favorite Christmas gifts.
Oh, that's right.
From me to me.
Totally. You know what it was? I got it last year, but this is what reminded me because it's one of our most commented. It's not our most viewed. I don't think it's our most viewed, but no, it's not.
I'm sure.
But it's our most commented, I think, video on our YouTube page.
And why is it?
Why? I'm not, because no one wants to watch the video, apparently. No, it basically, it's me, because this year, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. This year, Arcade 1-Up updated the cabinet where I was able to now have mm-hmm. The sped up version of Ms. Yes. Pac-Man. And I mean, that just completely, well, you hear my reaction on the videos. And yes. I post, maybe the video is like 30 seconds. It's not long. It's my afterwards, like after I updated it. Mm-hmm. And everyone comments, which first of all, I love to hear the fact that people do remember, because I've gotten a lot of people saying, I don't remember a sped up Ms. Pac-Man originally back in the day. Everyone's like, no, I'm just used to the regular speed Ms. Pac-Man.
Right.
And with funny enough, I only remember a sped up Ms. Pac-Man, like in Buddies. I know we're going local. Yep. Fun Time and any local establishment that might have had an arcade Ms. Pac-Man. So I posted it and just everyone just loved seeing about it. But, and I love every comment, don't get me wrong, mm-hmm. but I just, here's my disclaimer. Because a lot of people were asking me, oh, how'd you do that? Where is it available? All through arcade1up.com. So go to arcade1up.com, go to the software update. The instructions, very straightforward, but they're all right mm-hmm. there. The only thing is, and the reason why I don't really give out the specifics is because this was a specific Walmart cabinet, and it is, if you were to download the wrong software, the wrong firmware, it could actually screw up the cabinet. So just go to Arcade 1-Up, match the SKUs, and it's very straightforward from there. But I definitely appreciate all the comments, and I love everyone seeing, oh, this is what I remember as a kid.
Oh, and by the way, it is the second most viewed.
Is it really?
On our page. Nice. Yeah, the first most view, which we can get into now, is the video I posted a couple years ago when I previewed the Polymega.
You always got to be number one. What is going on here? You can't give me a crumb.
Well, no, that's not true. Here, look, I'll give you a crumb. I think your firmware is the most commented on.
I said that already.
How about that? What else do you want me to give you?
But let's talk about the Polymega, shall we?
Yeah, because this was a very interesting year for the Polymega, and it was twofold. One, for some ungodly reason, you decided to cancel your Polymega pre-order after waiting for 3 years.
It was, probably it's 3 years
about,
at that
I think
point.
It was probably about 3 years.
Right, 2019. Yeah, it makes sense, 2018.
Yeah, 2.5 or 3 years. Yeah. You had just decided enough is enough. Even though I paid all this money already, all I have to do is sit back and wait for it to arrive, I don't want to do that anymore.
That's
basically what you said to yourself.
No, it wasn't that decision straightforward. Mm-hmm. But yes, the Polymega, like a lot of systems that we unfortunately got used to in 2020 and 2021, there were a lot of delays with stuff. First, it was the pandemic. Then it was chip shortages. What's that? And then it was
what's that?
And then it's the ports. So I think there was an uprising in Myanmar. I think there was, and I'm not even joking about that. Polymega put out a thing one time saying that there is, due to the civil uprising in like
Myanmar,
some country you don't normally hear about. So it was wacky to get this stuff out. Now, the reason, again, why I canceled my Polymega is because then Analog, which I recently discovered, and I don't know if you have the list there in front of you. I'm wondering, was it before or after we had our friend Jake Jack on?
About stuff?
Yeah, because he was on, and we'll talk about it in a little bit, but I'm wondering if I'd already gotten the Analogs by then or not. But bottom line,
I don't know if you got the Analogs at that point. I think you bought the Analogs after you canceled the Polymega.
I don't know. But what happened was I canceled the Polymega because, A, yes, it was taking too long. But, B, Analog threw back up their NT Mini Noir and their Super NT, which is their NES and their Super NES.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, let me get these. Admittedly, again, Analog, the Ferrari of the clone systems. But everyone
said that all the time.
No, I do because I mean that because like it's high end and you get what you pay for. Where like I always like to say, what was the other one? Hyperkin is the Kmart of them where you pay less, but again, you get what you pay for. And then so I'm like, you know what? Instead of waiting for the Polymega, which was still delaying themselves, I can, you know, and I was buying all these retro games. Let me get the analog, because I figured analog would start shipping quickly.
It looks like you got the analog like the week after.
Okay.
Based on our episodes, like you, or I'm looking at just episode like comment, like or our blurbs, and the week after you canceled it, it was just like, did Larry make a mistake canceling his Polymega order? Is analog living up to the hype?
That's right. No, you're right. Because I canceled. Yeah. Yes, I did cancel the analog. Polymega.
Polymega, same time you ordered the analog.
So, yeah. So I didn't want to wait anymore. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me get a Nintendo and a Super Nintendo. And then after that, I got my hands on a Genesis analog. So now I'm pretty much set. I didn't need the Pocket, because then I also had gotten a Saturn, original Saturn. So at that point, though. Now, what I pay for?
Please talk about this.
So the Polymega, I probably paid, and again, I'm talking about what would have had the base system that Anthony's talked about in the past, which is five CD systems.
Yeah.
And I was getting the module, so I was getting the NES, the Super NES, the Genesis, and the TurboGrafx, which right now might be something that I might be regretting. That, and I paid under, I'll say in a minute, I'll say under $500 I probably paid for.
Okay.
Great. And I bought it originally, so I got, you know, it was a better deal then.
Yep.
The NT Mini Noir Analog's NES and Famicom system, that alone cost me about $450. Mm-hmm. So, and I ordered on top of that another system. So, okay. Was I saving money? No. It was just a matter of wanting to play these games.
Right.
Now, why am I regretting? Because I don't really truly regret canceling the Polymega. But again, I kind of thought, because at the time, Analog started posting about their Duo, their version of a TurboGrafx. Mm-hmm. TurboGrafx 16, TurboGrafx CD. At this point, I probably won't see that until my 50th birthday. So, you know, I thought it was coming out quickly. So that's why, because I could have been playing TurboGrafx games.
Correct.
I mean, I could be now if I buy a TurboGrafx, but nevertheless. So ultimately,
can you be playing a TurboGrafx if you kept your Retro Freak?
Yes and no. I can't play CD games with the Turbo Freak. I can play regular ones. Now, who knows if a cart would have fit into the TurboGrafx, because I couldn't get a Genesis cart into the Retro Freak.
I can confirm it does, since I have my Retro Freak.
Well, if you want to go to Staten Island and dig and find my Retro Freak, go right ahead.
You mean you didn't bury it with the ET stuff in Alamogordo, New Mexico?
Nope. I let sanitation take care of that. So, you know, the Polymega, yes, was pretty interesting. Not my only cancellation, though, system-wise. I also canceled the Amico.
Yes, that's right. And I can understand that, because... Again, it's one of those things. It's the way I felt about the Atari VCS when it came out, because I'm like, let me step back and just wait and see. And I'm happy I didn't buy it, because I don't think I'd be playing it. You know, it would have been like me. It would have been like me buying the Google Stadia. Oh, wait.
I canceled my subscription for that this year as well.
only to find out it's now coming to
natively to my TV itself.
Now it's natively coming to your TV, so you didn't even need the actual console.
So, and to go back, you know, my poor history of HDMI switches.
Oh yeah, Hyperkin, how are they doing?
No, not that. Hyperkin's doing just fine. They're really good. Maybe they're Saturn. their Saturn's a little worse for wear as far as their connection. And the Dreamcast one, I'm not blaming Hyperkin.
Okay.
I'm blaming people.
It's not their fault at all. They just made it.
I'm blaming game developers who, I guess, foreshadowed that this new connection called HDMI was going to happen, you know, 20 years later or whatever, 10, 15 years later.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, so, yeah, I canceled a lot of stuff.
What I find funny, though, is that you canceled a lot of stuff, which is really, it's like a good step for you, because you always spend because you always spend so much. You buy a lot of stuff. I was like, so kudos to you for canceling stuff. However, you offset all of those cancellations with everything you purchase.
The cancellations are a mere bag of shells, my friend. A mere bag of shells.
Oh man.
Yeah, and the Amico I canceled only because, not because of the delays, even though they were delayed many times. I just felt that at this time, I'm like, I can probably do that. I'm still high up on the Amico, don't get me wrong. I still think it's going to be a great system for casual gamers at a reasonable price. The problem is, the Atari VCS is also good for casual gamers that is not reasonably priced.
Correct.
That, you know, if
the own that, and you own that already. So. But
I kind of like the VCS because it feels nostalgic. And to be fair, they just started releasing 7,800 games on it.
Yes, so I heard about that.
The library is growing, which is cool. And I did only because I needed a reason to own the system.
Oh boy.
There are four games that have been re-released in a what they call now the recharged versions. They are an old.
Yes. I remember. I remember that.
Black Widow, Missile Command, terrible game.
Awesome game.
Asteroids just came out, and Centipede. And they're available on other systems as well. Like you can get them on Xbox and Switch and stuff.
Yeah,
they're like $10. They're high def versions, but I purposely bought them on the VCS because I'm like, I need to justify this VCS. And I've been playing like Asteroids Recharged is awesome.
Okay, that's cool. So, yeah, but see, but that's the other thing too. It's like buying these consoles and then needing to qualify them for the purchase. It's the reason why I don't run the second another one's announced, because I'm like, wait a minute.
I'm taking offense to that. What do you mean run? As if like a Pavlov dog.
Well, that you know, look, in a metaphorical sense, when it comes to buying video game consoles, you run faster than I do.
Wow. I should really take offense to that, but it's accurate and true, so I won't. But yeah,
no offense.
None taken, trust me. I want to get on the ground floor. Hey, I want to get on the ground floor because sometimes it's cheaper that way.
No, and I'm not going to argue that. Like, especially with like Kickstarters and things like that, when you pre-order, it does tend to be cheaper because once it hits a major retailer, they mark it up.
Agreed.
So, you know, the Polymega is a perfect example of that. Yeah. Like when you like your pre-order, I think we did the math, like your pre-order, it was like $500 for everything.
Everything.
And now if you buy everything, I think it's like $750 or $800.
Something like, I think the base alone is $3.
Yeah, the base alone is like $3 or $4.
And God only knows what they're going to do when it comes out the N64 adapter. Are you going to get the N64 adapter? That might be worth it.
I'll tell you, the reason why I think that would be worth it is just because, again, my reason behind the Retro Freak and the Polymega is so that I don't have to keep all of my consoles hooked up. Getting the N64 adapter would actually avoid me from bringing out the N64. So...
And that was my reason originally to buy the Polymega.
Yeah.
One plug. You should see the side of my television with all the plugs I have hanging off of it that I have to keep switching to be able to play games.
Oh, yeah. No, like my TV, like, because, you know, like you only get like 3 or 4 HDMIs, right?
For
like
if you're lucky TVs. Nowadays. Yeah.
If you're lucky. So like my TV, it's PS5, Switch, Retro Freak. That's my TV right now. I don't have anything else hooked up. So and that was always my biggest thing, like the fire hazard that would be behind your television when you had every console hooked up. And when I lived, you know, again, I started this year in Florida, remember? And I had a house, and I had a video game room, and I had every console hooked up. I was waiting for the day that place would just spark up, because if you looked behind the TV, I was just like, which one of you is going to go up first? I know one of you is. I go, because some of you wires are like 40 years old.
And that's what I was going to say. Look, can you only imagine what the hookup looked like when we were little, you know, when we were younger and had this and the long daisy, well, the RF wouldn't have done it, but the long daisy chain of RF switches.
Yeah. But not even that, but like, I'm talking about I'm just talking about like consoles from the 80s where it's like, you know, safety requirements weren't as stringent as they are today.
No.
So like, I would always stare at my Atari 2600, you know, in my collection when it was hooked up, and I'm like, yeah, you're going to go first.
Oh yeah, totally.
I go, you're going to set fire for it. I'm going to turn that RF switch on the back to game, and it's just going to blow up.
That's the old man in the room who refuses to give his keys up and still driving. On the Correct. Roadway.
Yes. So
at least with me, with the so I'm not unhappy with any of my cancellations. I am extremely happy with the analogs and to be part of the analog family, especially now that I got the pocket.
Yeah. And again, and that at the end of the day is what's most important. It's like, mm-hmm. are you happy with what you did? You know, and well, I'm not talking about life. I saw the way you reacted to that.
Right, I was gonna say.
From a gaming perspective, are you happy with the choices you've made this year?
Totally. And also, and they've finally made friends with me again, you know, limited run. You know, we're back.
Yep. You have dropped your grudge against them. They had no idea you existed.
They realize the mistakes they've made and have corrected them.
So by they, you mean you.
No. My campaigning has, so because now it's short of like every once in a blue moon. Now limited run should rename themselves because they're not really limited anymore. Now they're just limited as far as time because it's like they do open-ended pre-orders now.
Yeah, which reminds me, I still have an order from them I haven't gotten.
Well, that's a whole other story.
Where is my Zombies Ate My Neighbor's game?
Did you buy that? And you bought that like for the PS4 or something?
I think so. And
like you didn't buy it on like on the Super Nintendo card.
No. Yeah. I bought the PS4 version because I wanted to play them.
No, agreed. You know they're available right now.
Yeah, which means that I didn't get mine. So I gotta look into that.
2021 also taught us that our friend here, Anthony, knows his way about a telephone and customer service and apparently HR. So
it's very true.
Limited run, you thought my beef with you was problematic? You have nothing.
Hey, you know what though? In my defense, when I do it, it's warranted. And when because look, what I only do it when they are at fault. Okay. I don't go after anybody because I don't, you know, because I'm miserable, which I am. but I go after them when they have done something wrong. So if there is an infraction, they will pay. So Look, maybe I'm a little supervillain. I can't help it. But yeah, here it is. My limited run order from June 18th, which I'm still waiting for. So limited run, I'm going to give you a call. And we're going to have a discussion.
Bum, bum, bum. They have a physical store now.
Is it out officially?
On eShop it is.
Oh, and on like, eShop.
Digital.
Yeah, but I ordered a physical copy.
That's why I thought, like, at least for the PlayStation and the Xbox, PlayStation and Switch, they would have been shipping. Like, I know the carts, like the Super NES and the Genesis, that's going to take a little bit of time. But
I will open a support ticket with them because it says our general production time is 3 to 4 months, so it has passed. Therefore, I will contact them and say,
you can fly down to North Carolina.
Where is my game?
Fly down to North Carolina with their brand new physical store. That they're open.
I'll pass on that. See, I usually don't have to worry. It's not like they cancel my games when they're in the cart like yours. So,
terrible.
But that was another year. What else do we have for 2021?
What else did we do?
We started the year off, both of us, I think, completely obsessed with Bloodstained Ritual of Night.
A newer game that plays like an older game. Yes. Exactly. I didn't realize that was this year. I could have sworn that was last year.
Yeah, but it was a Metroidvania game.
Yes.
And yeah, we both got suckered into it, and for good reason. It was an excellent game.
Game's fantastic.
You got stuck for a very long time.
Oh my god, very long time. Coming soon to Stadia as a pro deal. So for those of you still paying $10 a month, you'll be able to play Bloodstained very soon.
And for those of you paying $10 a month, why? Why are you doing this?
They give a lot of games each month for free. Not for nothing. If I would have stuck with it, the amount of games I got for free versus paying $10 a month, I still wouldn't have caught up to the amount that it would have been individually.
Because,
Stadia don't discount nothing. So,
no.
But yeah, no, Bloodstained. Yeah. And I mean, you beat it.
I did.
Shockingly.
100%.
I thought I beat it. And got stuck until recently. So for about a good 5 months, I guess.
You walked away, yeah.
I didn't walk away. I just found other stuff to do.
You gave up, yes.
I didn't give up. I just was getting frustrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which can happen.
Especially with these type of games. But Bloodstained it harkened back to Symphony of the Night.
Yep.
Which is probably the best game of all of these styles.
I love Symphony of the
Night. It's a hard one to top. Mm-hmm. But Bloodstained, the music, the graphics, the story. I played a little bit of the classic mode finally. because I was trying to wait to.
I haven't done that yet. Yeah.
Yeah. And Classic Mode just a straight up, just feels like straight up Castlevania. So
I gotta give that one a go.
Yeah, Bloodstained was an obsession. And then I'm trying to think if there's any other for me where I just a game that I just focused on so much. Not meaning the Metroid ones that I got to later in the year.
Oh, you seriously focused on Breath of the Wild, the best game ever made.
Well, Breath of the Wild sucks.
No, it doesn't.
And I got people behind me on this. Oh, this is a campaign. Another grassroots campaign that I will...
Yeah, there were two people that agreed with you. Therefore, it's a grassroots campaign. No, I think
it was... At least five.
I think it was two. Let's see. According to Metacritic, it received a 97 out of 100 cumulatively across all reviewers. 97. And you know who the three are? You and the two people who said that you don't like it.
It's look, the game is gorgeous. I'm not the graphic wise, the game is phenomenal. And the core gameplay, meaning the basics, go from A to B, attack, destroy, and collect, you know, rupees and treasures and whatnot. That's all fine.
Yeah.
But what kills it for me, I don't need to be sitting there coming up with recipes. I don't cook in real life. What makes you think I'm going to cook in a video game?
Actually, you know, you can buy a cooking book for it.
Which
a cookbook. A Breath of the Wild cookbook exists.
I would. And you're talking about the cookbook for the game, not for real life.
No, for the game.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll run through everything that you can cook in the game, which means that there are that many things.
Yeah, I don't need that. I don't need to freeze to death.
I'm trying to find the lowest score from the
critic. I'll give you a low score right now. It's zero. Who? Larry Moore. Terrible. Where? Retro Gamers Podcast.
Nope. Let's see. The Slant Magazine, whoever they are, gave it a 60 out of 100. That was the lowest.
Good for them. I'm subscribing to Slant Magazine.
You can also describe to gamer.no.
Gamer.no.
Gamer.no and the Gymquisition.
I love that name.
Which the I think you really need to be a... Oh, and you know what? Page not found. They're gone.
Nintendo got to them.
I think gamer.no is a German website. It's
okay. Right, gotcha.
In Helverden for Dine. Oh, maybe it's Nordic.
Guten Tag, Sie getting so nice to meet you.
Yeah, it's something like that. So
that is phenomenal.
Gamer.no. That's awesome.
Oh my God.
Oh wait, no. Gamer.no. Norway.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that sense. Would make sense.
Okay.
So you and the Norwegians can hate Breath of the Wild all you want.
I like my Norwegians.
Bottom line is. One of the greatest games ever made.
I don't want to, you know, I just want to play the game. I don't want to have to live the game. All right. And I've had people on this show to agree with me. Because we have had some, you know, some fun guest hosts, co-hosts and stuff like that.
We have, and they've all agreed with me.
All but one. The one episode you weren't on.
Exactly. Conveniently, the one that I'm not on is the one where, you know, where I can't comment and defend Breath of the Wild.
I think I was defending it for you, and then
you weren't even defending it. You hated it.
That is true.
So, but yes, we did have our usual slew of guest hosts with some new guys. We had a couple of
some new dudes came on.
Some new dudes. No, we had a couple of fresh faces on the show. We had a couple of fresh faces. Yep. You know, one of course being Jack.
Jake Jack.
Yeah, because you can't get his name right.
It's the E, and he knows it's all in good fun.
Of course he does. Well, I mean, he's very self-deprecating, so he has no problem laughing.
Okay, he's just like me then, yeah.
Exactly. About it. But no, yeah, you know, we added Jack to the show as a guest host, which was really fun. Especially because he brings a very... very different side of retro gaming to the table, which we don't do.
That's exactly we talked about in the past, you know, like emulation and stuff like that, but you know how it's come so far, not just, you know, modding an Xbox. I'm talking about just like actual to for the idea to play original games and to preserve the history of this stuff.
Yes.
And yeah, what he brought to the table, what he does actually.
Yeah. Like, I know.
Physically modding these systems.
Yeah. He's currently operating on my Sega CD, my original Sega CD that, that's still, well, and it was funny too, because when I was coming, when I came to New York in November, mm-hmm. that's when I brought him the Sega CD. I was also going to bring him my original PlayStation 2 Ooh. Because it stopped working. Mm. And as a result, I bought a PS2 Slim
yes.
to replace it. And then a friend of mine at work gave me a PS2 because he didn't want his anymore.
Oh,
so
wow.
He's like, I have an extra PS2, and it was the original. So I was okay. like, so now okay. I have both versions. So when I was bringing when I was getting ready to bring the PS2 and the Sega CD to New York for him, I was like, I just wanted to test them one last time to make sure they didn't work. Sega CD did, still did the same thing. It turns on, mm-hmm. but the discs don't spin. Mm-hmm. I turn on my PlayStation 2, it works.
There you go. I didn't want to travel. Yeah.
So now I have three working PlayStation 2s.
That is awesome. You might as well open up a shop.
I'm getting there.
He brought to the table real quick. Yeah, was awesome. Actually, he's the one that I bought the analog Genesis from. That's right.
Yes.
Because that one I bought secondhand. So that was really cool.
Yes. So Jack, definitely always happy to have him on the show. And obviously, special shout out to our other guest host, Rich, who, we met Jack through, mm-hmm. And again, we've had our usuals on the show. Anthony Chu's been here several times. Charles has been here. Mario has been on. And then of course your friend, Felix. Yes.
Felix Flexo us. Productions. Definitely check him out. Excuse me. Oh, I'm losing my voice. Check him out on YouTube. Very funny cat. I've known him for a while. Yep. And we had a really good time on the podcast, just reminiscing. He agrees with me with Breath of the Wild, which is a smart move.
But that's what I mean. You and one other person, and then maybe a third. I think we had one other person who agreed with you when they commented on the show. So three people in the world do not like Breath of the Wild.
Felix was really cool to have, and we'll have him on the show down the road. Sean Law, we had, because that's where when Ant was gone, me and Sean discussed, it was our first episode about tabletop gaming, which, funny enough, Anthony was not here for, but specifically Dungeons and Dragons, which was a very fun episode, but we'll have him back on when Anthony is on to talk about tabletop.
That would be great. And you know what? You could have called me while you were recording the show. It's not like I was busy that day.
It was kind of last minute, so, I don't know how to work this thing, so...
No, but I was a little bit busy that day because I was running 26.2 miles.
You were. Holy cow. You should have had a pedometer hooked up. Should have had that's what it was, a 3DS with you, because it tracks your steps.
What do you think this is? This is it. What do you think my Fitbit is?
Yeah, I know.
I didn't think the number could go that high on here when I looked at my Fitbit, and it was like, you did 55,000 steps today. And I'm like,
when you looked at Fitbit, it just said, stop.
I think the Fitbit actually had like a tombstone on it when I was done.
It's like my Tamagotchi.
Yeah, exactly. Except I didn't poop myself to death.
You could have, though, because you were running. And there's a lot of stories about marathon runners who poop themselves.
Yes, and continue to run. And for that, I say, what the hell is wrong with you? I'm sorry. You got to draw a line somewhere. And going to the bathroom is one of them.
New York City. What do you expect?
Doesn't matter. No, exactly. It's New York City. Stop for 10 seconds. You can poop anywhere.
Yes, a very personal highlight for you. And I know how it meant to you. And to step away from the gaming. But again, we're here. People have seen us for 261 plus episodes.
Yes.
So, they want to know a little bit about us. And running that marathon was big time for you.
That was a huge accomplishment. I had been trying to get into the New York City Marathon, I think, for 5 or 6 years.
Well, you were supposed to do it last year, right?
I was supposed to do it last year, but the pandemic, happened and they weren't doing it. Yep. So I did get to do it, and I got to run in the 50th anniversary of the New York City Marathon, which is also a big deal. And now looking back on it, it's been a month and a half, almost 2 months since I ran it. Mm-hmm. I have no idea how I did it. And I'll tell you why. I was like, for example, yesterday I ran 3 miles outside, right? Mm-hmm. I could barely get through that. And I'm like, how did I do 26 when I'm out there like at the 2.5 mark going, what am I doing? I'm dying here. And I'm like, and every time I run now, I keep telling myself, how in the world did you do 26 when you can't, when you're struggling to hit three?
Well, now you know how I feel, because I dropped a fork on the floor the other day, and God help me, I almost didn't get up. So,
which is understandable. But yeah, no, the marathon, huge accomplishment in my life, definitely was a bucket list thing. And yeah, honestly, I thought that would have been the bucket at that point.
Because you were kicking it all the way through.
Oh, man. Oh, trust me, I definitely was. I was like, at which point will I just drop dead? It'll be at 26.1 when you see the finish line in the distance. It's like, oh, thud. I was like, but...
Awesome.
Needless to say, made it. Really, really happy. Huge accomplishment. One other thing to bring up, or maybe I don't know if it's the last thing, you know, almost maybe we're running out here, but this was the first year on our show where we had an entire episode that we weren't hosting.
We did, and it was funny enough, the 250th episode.
Yeah.
No, it was. Yes.
It was our 250th episode. Mm-hmm. We decided to give the reins to two of our, obviously, our what became regular kind of co-hosts or fill-ins, Rich and Jack.
Yes.
And we let them run the show. And contrary to what Larry still believes is that they took over the show, but we let them run the show.
Can't leave well enough alone.
No, I can't. I just can't.
How are you in the entertainment business?
Well, I'm in the entertainment. Well, think about it this way. Any actor will tell you when they performed the movie role that they were just performing a role. They never say that they were that. You know what I mean? It's like, you know.
Talk to Trail Park Boys.
Exactly. So anyway, but yeah, no, it was really cool to have, you know, have two of our friends step in for an entire show and run it. I thought they did a tremendous job. And, you know, maybe we open that up for other episodes in the future. We'll see.
I mean, I don't know if people can hack the feed as good as Jack did, but, you know, it is, you know, we'll see what happens.
Hack the feed as in I gave them the,
Stop it. It's killing me. It does. It kills me. Just roll with it.
I love it. No, see, that's what it is. I just love breaking the fourth wall.
Oh, my God.
What can I tell you?
Both on purpose or inadvertently.
Yeah, well, yes. I am the Deadpool of this duo.
Oh, my God. Hey, real quick. Speaking of Deadpool, we also learned this year about the wonderful audio cast for the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, we did.
Which, for some reason.
What a cast it is.
On IMDb, they've renamed it Untitled Illumination Entertainment Project.
That's a little bit weird. Don't you think that's weird? Here's our other guest host. Our other guest host right here, Link.
Oh, yes. Link has definitely been on the show many times trying
many,
to disrupt
many times.
It.
Yes, because he loves to.
Feels like he was getting ready to bite you.
Yeah, I know. He's I think I held him up a little bit too long.
A little too long. So we learned about that, you know, the casting for the movie, which is really cool.
We did. Fingers crossed everything turns out, because this time next year, that's when it comes out, I believe.
I think so. It just says 2022 on IMDb. So we will see.
We don't have a date yet. I thought there was a date.
I think they used to be, but I guess, I don't know.
I guess.
I'm just looking at the website, so who knows.
It probably has changed.
But, you know, talking about, just real quick, that Sonic 2 getting ready to come out.
Yes.
Right now, as we speak, I think now on streaming is Resident Evil, Welcome to Raccoon City.
Welcome to Raccoon City.
Yep. Mortal Kombat came out this year. So some good video game movies came out this year.
Mortal Kombat came out this year. They just announced a Mega Man movie Netflix.
Yep.
So there's a lot of a lot of crossover now into
So that was pretty interesting. And then one other thing I want to mention:
Uncharted is coming. That's with Tom
coming
Holland.
Out. Yep. So finally, these video game movies are getting their just due because they're doing it right. So
exactly. So looking forward to all. Well, enjoyed what we had this year. Looking forward to what's coming next year.
Yeah,
well.
Basically.
Yeah.
All right, and then something. Just one, two things on my end to wrap things up. This year was. was very busy for me in Kickstarter.
Yes, it was. When is it not?
So I backed. Now, these are just games alone. There were other things I backed. But talking about just physical games, 12 games. So one a month. That's not too bad. 12 games I did back on Kickstarter. I think I've gotten 3 of them so far.
Wow.
I've come in. And... you know, and they've been mostly Game Boy games that have come out. And, you know, the games that I've played so far have been really, really fun. Yeah, no, Kickstarter, 2021 shows that these independent publishers have an outlet to be able to make their creations come to life. And one of which I want to mention just real super fast, a game that I bought through Kickstarter, Indestructo Tank.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
That was the one where I was watching the live feed. They were putting everything together, and I almost disrupted it.
Yes, I would say you did disrupt it, but that's
totally me. Almost threw it off.
Absolutely, you did.
Physical Game Boy game. I just learned, and I think, well, I don't want to say the publisher because I might get it wrong, but Indestructo Tank, which was just a small Flash game originally, but now was on a Game Boy cart. Now getting a Game Boy Color version, like and when I say official, meaning like they actually got like a backer and a publisher to do it. So they're seeing some, you know, positivity out of this, which is very cool.
Which is great. So, yeah, you know, that, you know, happy for their success.
Yeah. So, but yes, a lot of games on that. Did you back anything at all on Kickstarter? Cart-wise?
Not cart-wise, but I did back, we both backed that video book. game textbook that is coming out next year. Or hardcover book, not textbook.
Hopefully. Nerd
textbook. I'm still in school.
That should be cool. And then I don't know if you have anything else to mention. I got one final thing to mention here.
I've got one that we'll probably close out with, but go ahead.
Well, I don't know if it might be the same thing I'm mentioning.
It's probably the same thing.
So I have been desperately trying to make a dent in the lead that Anthony has forsaken me with in our contest that is coming to an end midnight, or I guess 11:59 p.m. on December 31st. As the ball drops, the contest will end for our 2020/2021 video game completion challenge.
Yes, our one-year challenge became a two-year. I'm very happy it did that, because if we had ended this at the end of 2020, it would have looked really pathetic.
Well, it's looking bad for me now.
It's looking very bad for you right now.
We kind of took a hiatus from it, and then when I started beating Metroid games, like, oh, I think I might have something here. Not realizing again how...
Well, actually, yes, before you get to that.
Before I mock you.
Yeah, before you mock me. Hold the mocking. I would just like to point out, we... off camera or, you know, off show, decided that we were just going to squash the contest completely because of everything going on in the world, pandemic, and we were all upside down where we were. So we had decided there would be no contest, and we were cool with that, and we stopped talking about it. Then you started beating Metroid games, and suddenly, magically in your head, you're like, oh, you know what? I'm beating games again. The contest is back on. And I'm like, okay. Now, continue.
Okay. The competitive level that is in, and I'm shocked he didn't win the marathon. You know, just, I forgot. I knew it was there because then I hearken back to days of yore playing,
days of yore.
You know, WWE No Mercy and WrestleMania 2000 and other multiplayer games originally, controllers whizzing buying, you know, I forget how competitive our friend is here. And God, I don't know, help what you're me, he about. Reminded me of how competitive he is.
I don't know what you're talking about. If you're in a contest, the purpose is to win. It's not I'm not looking for a participation trophy here. It's like, it's the grand prize nothing.
Look, if you win, you win. That's fine. But like, you know, when you knock a boxer on the ground, they don't start kicking the boxer then when he's on the ground.
Why not?
I don't agreed, but I'm not sure. So we start the contest up again.
You watch wrestling when they're on the ground, you keep kicking.
This is true. That's why I mentioned boxing, not wrestling.
Yeah, exactly.
So I have the last week or so. Because Fusion, I'm stuck. Not stuck where I don't know what to do. I can't get past the boss.
Okay.
But so I'm moving on to other games, and I've been trying DuckTales. Because I broke out because I have the original.
I love DuckTales.
Card. DuckTales amazing. Yeah. I've played it thousands of times. Never came close to beating it.
Which is surprising.
It is actually.
Yeah.
And I have like the Saturday morning version, but I'm like, you know what, let me try I have the original cart.
You have the original cart.
Let me play on the original cart, which I've been doing. I can't beat it. I was playing, then I'm like, you know what? Let me try Tiny Toons because I have Tiny Toon Adventures. I'm trying to find games. I'm not speed running these, but I don't have much time, so I'm trying to get through them quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Like in DuckTales, if it was a contest of who collects the most money, yeah, I'm going to lose that right off the bat. I'm just trying to beat the game and enjoy them. Don't get me wrong. I'm not playing games. I'm not enjoying.
Part of this contest was to have fun 100%. With games we've never beaten before.
100%. That's all. Yeah. And trust me, 2022, I'll still be doing it. Actually, 2022, I'll probably rock when it don't count.
Yes.
But I even tried Roadrunner. I guess I'm on a Saturday morning kick. Roadrunner on NES. Yes. I can't get through these games. And then the Pocket showed up, right? The analog Pocket. So I'm like, Game Boy games. Because those really are designed to be beaten quickly, but are still good. Well, God help me, I couldn't get through Operation C for a week. So I played it on the Pocket. I'm like, all right, you know what? Let me throw it into the Super Game Boy. Played it on the Super Game Boy. Couldn't get that going. And then finally, last night from when we're recording, you know, after Christmas, I finally, I was playing the Switch. I'm like, no pun intended, switch over to the Contra Collection. And I booted up. Actually, I tried playing the arcade version of Contra.
Okay.
Couldn't get through that. Which, to be fair, I don't like the arcade version of Contra.
Okay.
But then I put on Operation C, and finally, A, after 20 years or almost 30 years from the game's release,
probably,
I finally can say that I beat Operation C. So put it on the list. Put it on the board.
It's on the list.
Operation C for Game Boy.
So that was number 11 for you.
I'll take it. That game was more difficult than it should have been for a game of 5 levels. But but hold on. Then you get to the very end, like the final boss, and I'm like, am I doing something right? Because it was so simple. When I got to the final boss, I'm like, this can't be right.
Well, sometimes games back then, like, it was all about, they made the levels so difficult that you couldn't get to the final boss. So by the time you finally got to the final boss, it was easy.
I feel like Super Metroid was kind of like that. Like that final fight.
Super Metroid, I was like, wait a minute. I'm like, I'm losing here. And then, you know, the giant X thing comes in. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I was like, okay. All right.
Yet the final boss fight in Metroid 2 on Game Boy was a hump.
Okay.
So, but in any event, Operation,
it all depends.
Yes. Operation C done. And unlike other people on this podcast who play games on the Switch and beat them and then decide to take a picture with their phone, I use the snap screen button to capture a nice, clean, crisp version of the thing.
Do you know why I do that, Larry?
To annoy me?
No.
Oh.
Well, yes. yes, that is one reason. One reason is to annoy you. The second reason I do that is to provide proof that I actually beat the game, because you can download a snapshot.
Oh, I don't want to hear that.
How do I know that you beat these games as opposed to just, let me do a quick Google search for the final, you know, for the end screen on these games? Spoiler alert. I believe they're you because they're Game Boy.
Would I lie?
Yes.
rude.
But no, the reason why I do take it, because I will tell you, I have taken screenshots of all the games I've beaten also with my PS5. It's just that I like the actual.
Oh, you do screenshots of PS5?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Yeah, there's a way. Yeah, you can do it.
Oh, cool.
But I just choose to take the picture because, well, it's also easier for me to upload it onto Facebook that way than doing it like screenshot on the PS5 and all that stuff.
It's a little weird, especially from the Switch. Yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just easier. And at the same time, it also means that it's proof that I've actually beaten it, because you're seeing my television in my living room.
I feel like you had a couple of days to come up with that.
No.
Nevertheless, Operation C.
Short of me getting in front of the screen and going,
that's what we got to do from now on. Even after the contest is over, if we beat a game, we got to take a selfie in front of the screen. That is happening in 2022. Okay, that is phenomenal.
I thought about doing that with when I beat
Kirby.
When I beat Kirby's Adventure, I was like, that's worth a selfie. And then when I beat Peacekeepers, I was like, I don't want to be associated.
So, all right. So, yeah. So, officially now, where are we at then with the contest?
You have completed 11 games Boom. In the contest. Excellent. Great showing. Not as good as my 17.
I got time. I got time.
Okay. So, you know, today.
I'm off New Year's Eve.
Yeah. I was just going to say, today is December 28th.
8th.
Sure. Today is December 28th.
I'm looking at the wrong calendar.
We did not pre-record this on December
23rd. I hate you.
It is Tuesday, December 28th. Larry, you have.
I'm not even going to talk to you about Santa Claus.
Wait, what's wrong? What about Santa?
So I'm going to marathon it.
Yeah, you have 3 days. Yes. You have to beat at least 7 games to take the lead. As it currently stands, because what you're forgetting is that since you have 3 days, I also have 3 days. And if you think I'm going to stop at 17, well, you know what? Let me tell you this. Maybe I'll stop at 17.
Are you saying that you're so confident that I won't be able to even come close to you?
Sure.
Yeah, crap.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, you just said it took you a week to beat Operation Seed. So actually, I have a.
It's taken me 30 years, but yeah, be that well, as that, it
that's
may.
True. 30 years and 1 week. So I'm feeling pretty confident that I've got this in the bag. But you know me, you said it earlier. I'm super competitive.
I do know you.
You know, and what better way to kick you when you're down than to beat a few more days?
For an episode that was supposed to be a half hour, I think it's time to wrap this up now.
Yep, just like the contest.
No, but in all honesty, first of all, yeah. I know myself and Anthony, again, like we said in the beginning, we're going to say it at the end. Thank you to everyone who's watched us.
1,000 thank yous.
Everyone who listens to us. Everyone who shares our stuff.
Yes.
Both on Facebook, Instagram, just sharing the podcast. You know, it's been tremendous. And, you know, we love doing this and we'll continue to do this.
Yes, we will.
You know, now that we're on Anchor FM, well, that's our base, if you will, kind of our home base.
Our home base.
And as far as I know, all the other feeds haven't been screwed up. I'm double checking that still, so don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But it's been an absolute blast. And, you know, next year, look, we have, if the Unicron variant shows up, look, we're all done. But
I hope Unicron shows up.
Look, I'm not, you know, this is not a platform for it, but if Unicron variant shows up, I will do whatever needs to be done. All right. Mm-hmm. I will listen profusely. But 2022 so far, we're looking to go back to the Long Island Retro Gaming Expo.
Yes.
We're looking to go back to like these fun arcade nights and stuff like that.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, so high hopes for multiple reasons.
Yes.
But we're really looking forward to 2022. And Ant, I don't know if you have anything to say, you know, before we do a little wrap up.
No, just say again, you know, you kind of echoed what I was going to say, just a big thank you to everybody. 2021 has been a fantastic year. Obviously, couldn't have done it without you. Thank you very much. And I'm really looking forward to 2022 to see what gaming is in store for both of us, both retro and current.
Yes.
You know, there are going to be some really good releases as usual. There'll be a bunch of great anniversaries. Mm-hmm. And I really hope even after our contest is over, you know, we continue the trend of beating retro games, not just to, you know, not just in a competitive nature, but just in the nature of, you know, just the spirit of beating all of these games that we've never played before. Because I thought that was a great contest or great idea for a contest, mm-hmm. of like not going back to things we've beaten 20 times.
Exactly.
But just hitting up all these new things. Because I've, again, both of us fell in love with Metroid this year, which is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, but not just with the earlier ones, you know, Metroid Dread, absolutely mm-hmm. amazing. You know, I played my, you know, again, with my list, like I played my first ever Kirby game and mm-hmm. I thought it was really fun. I had never played a Kirby game before. So that was awesome. And also going back to like a good old fashioned point and click game, because I love those types of games. When I played Grim Fandango,
yes, that's right.
I finished Grim Fandango, and that was a blast because I love those types of games. So, like, the contest really kind of got me back in touch with, you know, all these different kinds of games mm-hmm. that I've always wanted to go back to or never thought of playing. So that's been very rewarding, and I'm looking forward to more of that next year.
Awesome, sounds good. And then we'll do this for the last time in 2021. Ant, where can they find us?
I don't know. You keep moving us.
I moved us once.
Anyway.
It's just, that does mean that you just have to change one little thing in your speech. That's all.
Okay. You can find us on Facebook.com/RetroGamersPodcast, on Instagram at RetroGamersPodcast, on Twitter at RetroGamersPod. You can watch us on YouTube and listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts, including our new home base, Anchor FM. Yep. And you can email us at email@theretrogamers.com.
With that, everyone, have a wonderful and safe New Year's. And
have a very, very happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'll text you at, whenever the ball drops or if I fall asleep early.
You text me and I will call you.
Folks, and with that, we will see you next year on the Retro Gamers Podcast.